But perhaps no issue is more important than the conspiratorial thinking that has led many otherwise well-meaning Americans to raise awareness about child sex trafficking epidemic that simply does not exist.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Zygmunt Brzezinski's offspring, Mika, telling her audience of libtards, normies, and NPCs that child trafficking doesn't exist. You can't make this stuff up. In this one, Liz Churchill joins me to discuss the sound of treason from the Biden family, the reality of child sex trafficking, and so much more. I can't thank you enough for tuning in, so buckle up, and before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, it's no surprise to my listeners that the U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s when the dollar decoupled from gold. And the government seems bent on continuing the tradition of debasing your money. From now until the next elections, the government will just print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. This means one thing: the security of your family and your future is in your hands. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. Make sure you retain the value of your wealth. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. Gold is the one asset that is proven to withstand recession, inflation, and just about all economic threats. Noble Gold Investments is here to help you if you want to invest in gold. And this month, you're able to get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. The link is below. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in for a very special broadcast. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. I have on the great Liz Churchill. You can find her over on Twitter with 274,000 followers as of this recording. She's located in the prison state of Canada. You can also find her on Truth Social at Liz Churchill. And by the way, the handle on Twitter is at LizChurchill10. Liz, thank you so much for being here, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Sean?
Well, I'm doing very well, and I am so thrilled to have you on. I love talking with like-minded new guests. And by the way, guys, this is why Canada is completely screwed. We'll talk about that in just one second. But first, I want to share something from the Bible, Ephesians 5:6. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Jeremiah 9:6, you live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Do we know that to be true? Now, in this new world order, there are two subjects that will allow you to know them by their fruits. The first, of course, is the mRNA bioweapon, masquerading as a vaccine. They say it's safe and effective. And the second subject now, where you shall know them by their fruits, is they literally will tell you, and I will play a clip from Mika Brzezinski over on MSNBC in just one second. They literally will tell you, child trafficking. Human trafficking is not a problem. It doesn't even exist. All right, Liz, God bless you for being here. How's life in the prison state of Canada before we start?
Well, I would say it is exactly like your prison state in the United States. However, Canada appears to be a bit more corrupt than the United States. So at this point, we're really looking to you to make a difference. So perhaps we could enjoy a ripple effect of some degree, because we're desperate up here. As you know, our government is completely captured by the World Economic Forum. Every party, liberal, conservative, and New Democrat Party, every single person is captured, right down to the dog catchers, just like you.
Yeah, I know. And we are suffering the humiliation ritual of having Joseph Robinette Biden masquerade around as the quote unquote president, when you and I both know, and it's quantifiable, he did not get anywhere near 81 million votes. He certainly didn't even get 75 million votes, which is the official tally for Trump. And we know Trump probably got far more than 75 million votes. I think it's all part of the humiliation ritual. You're suffering with Justin Castro Trudeau, and we're suffering with sleepy, creepy, treacherous Joe Biden.
Absolutely. And you know, you have to sit down and think, do you not think it's odd that when you look around the world and you look at all the leaders in different countries, they all have an affiliation with the World Economic Forum? All of them. Every single one of them. And the ones that don't, they immediately want regime change or a war. I find that very strange that they don't lose elections. People don't understand this. They don't lose elections. In 2016, Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum knew that Joe Biden was going to be the president in 2020. How did he know this?
I hadn't heard that.
It's on video, yeah.
I'm not surprised at all, because we saw the same thing just recently take place in Brazil. They literally implanted a hardcore criminal who did not win that election. So it's really the same model that we saw here happen in Brazil. It's rinse and repeat now all over the world.
I find it very suspicious that there were reports coming out of Brazil that the CIA was there to monitor the election. That cannot possibly be a good thing by any means.
Well, let me just do this. We're going to do a screen share here, and I want to just kick this off by talking about one of those two pillars of the New World Order in their sycophants in the mainstream horror mockingbird media. There's two subjects that will allow y'all to know them by their fruits. One, the mRNA bioweapon, which they say is a vaccine, which is safe and effective. And number two, child trafficking, they say doesn't exist. Now, Jim Caviezel's Sound of Freedom has so far tallied $40 million in the box office. And for a short time, it was beating out Indiana Jones in the box office. And the mainstream horror media, well, they lost their minds. And they started to say some of the craziest things I've ever heard. Let me do a screen share. You guys can hear it from the beast's mouth herself. What the actual hell? And guys, I use that term on purpose. These people are from the pits of hell. Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter, Mika, tells her audience that child sex trafficking epidemic simply does not exist as she sits next to her husband, who allegedly killed his own intern. This is upside down world. Listen to this.
All this week, we have been featuring The Atlantic's special double issue devoted to American democracy in crisis. From the events surrounding the January 6th insurrection to the extraordinary Republican efforts to prove that voter fraud is real, the magazine devotes itself to the real threats that America faces. But perhaps no issue is more important than the conspiratorial thinking that has led many otherwise well-meaning Americans to raise awareness about child sex trafficking epidemic that simply does not exist.
All right, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, you will know them by their fruits. Honestly, do you even believe that just came out of that witch's mouth, Liz?
I would say that, you know, she is a classic example of CIA's Project Mockingbird. This is just another lackey, a satanic media whore that is given a script and she's told to say what she says and she doesn't deviate from the narrative. And the goal when they all do this, and I know that we've all seen the clips where we have news anchors and talk show hosts side by side that coincidentally all say the same thing. She's just another puppet of this program that portrays lies by using flowery language and explaining to the American people that something such as child sex trafficking doesn't exist is just it's just an insult to everybody's intelligence. But again, when they're given this script and when they know what works, they never deviate. And we've seen this time and time again with the mostly peaceful protests with everything burning in the background, right? We've seen it with the insurrection, quote, January 6th, all a lie, Nancy Pelosi's daughter. We all know that's true. Now, and so when she says that child sex trafficking doesn't exist, even though the AP reported on the UN child sex trafficking ring several years ago, the articles are still there. I have them posted. And so when they lie this blatantly to your face, at this point, you know that they're losing their own narrative. And unfortunately, they're still in control of the infrastructure, but they've lost control of of their fraud, so to speak. Like they're soldiering on with their narrative, and it's getting more ridiculous by the day. Because when they came out and said child sex trafficking doesn't exist, everybody who had a phone to Google that movie knew it was based on a true story. You can't hide that. So it just makes them look less and less and less credible. Like I don't think they've hit rock bottom yet, but I would say that MSM is pretty close.
Yeah, I would say that too. And the other thing that really impacts me when I hear, by the way, follow the bloodlines, right? Who said that?
Oh, yes.
Q. We're going to get to this in a second. I think this is important. We're going to revisit Q because Q said follow the bloodlines. Yes. Well, guess who she's the offspring of? Zygmunt Brzezinski, the author of The Grand Chessboard. So
that's
this
correct.
So here's the part that's so insane.
She's not there by accident, Sean.
She's not there by accident. Neither is Anderson Cooper at CNN, right. The Vanderbilt bloodline.
That's right. They're not there because they're intelligent or they're smart or they're politically savvy or they're polished career or they have a polished career in journalism. No, they're there for a purpose and they have a script to read and that's it. It's the same with the late night talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Colbert, he is the worst. I will never forget that propaganda he played for months on end. You know, just the amount of damage that did to the populace alone, like that, it's immeasurable. It's immeasurable. And he knew that. He knew what he was doing.
Oh, I know he did. Do
but
you remember
still
that?
Still did it anyways.
Do you remember that?
The dancing
absolutely.
Vaccines?
Yeah, the vax scene. The vax
yeah, the scene. Dancing vaccine.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Dancing and hugging people. You know what? He didn't take that shit. Not at all. And that's the joke. And that's when we will see the fire in people light up. Because when the truth comes out that these people promoted something that's killing everyone, that they did not take themselves, they better look out. That'll be the final straw.
Yeah, let me show something. By the way, the chicken will come home to roost, and it already is for those TikTok and YouTube influencers who were paid to promote the vaccine.
Absolutely. I love that. Did you see the collage of the YouTube promoters of the vaccine that all now have cancer?
Yep. We'll talk about that.
Every single one of them.
Yep. We'll talk about that. But let's stay over the target here because I want to just expose these demon creatures for who they are. These are the people who will not stand up for children. We know that one of the number one industries on planet Earth now is human trafficking. And,
that's
you know,
correct.
Caviezel makes this point. You can sell a kid into slavery and sell the body of that child to people that would have sex with them 10, 12, 16 times a day.
That's right. But you can only sell a bag of drugs once.
That's right. And so this is why the sound of freedom is being maligned by the mainstream whore mockingbird media. And the Rolling Stone says this, Jim Caviezel's child trafficking thriller is a box office bash and QAnon believers are celebrating. So we're going to play a soundbite about that from Jim in just 1 second. But here's the main headline from that mockingbird mercenary whore at the Rolling Stone. Sound of Freedom is a superhero movie for dads with brainworms. I mean, these people are so morally bankrupt, it defies belief. But here's Jim Caviezel breaking down this idea of QAnon. When it's not QAnon, there's Q and there's Anons.
No.
Listen to this, friends.
Yeah.
Yes. If I were the apostle Saul, and I'm a Pharisee, I'm going to go after the Christians. I'm going to take them down. Now, remove Christians and let's make it QAnon. I'm going to destroy them because the Romans told me they're evil. I'm going to destroy them because my own church staff, my fellow Pharisees said evil. I'm going to take him out. And then you find out it's not QAnon. It's Q and Anons. And Q puts out a question and you're not allowed to ask questions anymore. Not allowed to. And the Anons, they look it all up and they start looking and investigating this stuff. I never knew about them while I was doing this movie, Sound of Freedom. It has nothing to do with our film. But it's really interesting that they pointed to this immediately and said, that guy's one of them, he's bad. I'll tell you the rest after that.
Right. Jim, we have to have you back soon. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Angel.com/Jim. Jim, thank you for your courage and your willingness to speak out. You are in the middle of the spiritual war.
Liz, that's exactly what this is. Yeah. It is a spiritual war. And Jim Caviezel, played Jesus Christ in The Passion, yes. one of the best films of yes. all time, directed by yes. Mel Gibson, also yes. a warrior for children. Mel yes. Gibson, Jim Caviezel, yes. God bless them both.
Yes, yes. I hope they have a lot of security, to be honest with you, because these are very, very tricky times to be speaking the truth, because speaking the truth right now is psychological warfare. Speaking the truth right now is more powerful than any other type of kinetic weaponry, because it has that unstoppable staying power that can affect your mental well-being. It drives you to become emotional. It drives you to have that emotional investment in something that you believe in, to get up and do something about it. That's what this is, Sean, you know, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me just add that the Washington Post sent a reporter that showed up on my doorstep unannounced on a Sunday, which happened to be Father's Day, two Father's Days ago at 5 p.m. And he said to my wife, "I'm going to do a piece about your husband, whether he talks to me or not, and he's not going to like it." So these mercenaries, by the way, his name was Sean Boberg, in the employ of Jeff Bezos, we're told the world's richest man, which is a joke, because the central bankers yes. and these Illuminati yes. families that own the printing presses yes. around the world yes. for generations yes. have trillions yes. of dollars. So that's Sean right. Boberg is a mercenary in the pocket of Jeff Bezos, who's in the pocket yep. of much more powerful people. And yes. these are the people who malign Q. And by the way, they maligned me and associated me with QAnon. And there is no such thing. There are the Q drops and there are Anons that do research. Jim Caviezel is 100%
right. I've been associated with everything under the sun. And I will tell you right now, I'm not associated with anyone or anything. And so that's the problem. They have to affix a label to you so that you look and sound crazy, right? Like, they have to have that shock value when trying to reach people's emotions. So they have that effect. Oh, they're crazy. Just ignore what they're saying. And so when they associate this QAnon, which, by the way, mirrors very, very closely to the 1930s Bolshevik Revolution Operation Trust. Are you familiar with Operation Trust, Sean?
No, I'm not. Tell us about it.
Okay, so Operation Trust was a psychological, like a short story, to make it short, would be like Operation Trust was basically a psychological operation that was meant to keep the populace complacent and sedentary and to make them believe a savior was coming, when in fact, no savior was coming. And the enemy was able to take advantage of the sedentary population because they truly believed they didn't need to do anything to fight in the war, and that a white in shining armor was going to come and save them. So you have to be very careful the direction that you go with this, because like all operations in history, they get hijacked, they get inverted. You have to be very, very careful, you know, what information is true and what information is not true. Like, for example, let's go to Pizzagate, right? Like when that dropped, like 90% of that was true, but 10% of it wasn't. And so the problem with that is it drove the emotions of certain people that actually showed up at that place with a weapon to shoot others because they were so enraged with what they heard, when in fact it wasn't actually that place but another place. And you know what I mean? Like, that's how they're able to manipulate the narrative. So that's where you have to be really careful, because it is psychological chess. That's all this is. Psychological chess.
Well, let me just say two things. Yeah, about sure. Pizzagate, though. So James Alefantis, yes. if you explored yes. his Instagram
at the time.
Oh, yeah,
he's awful. Yeah, it's awful.
He's knee-deep in something nefarious, and it's only thing that explains the fact that the GQ magazine said he was the 49th most powerful man in D.C. So that makes no sense if he's just the owner of a pizza shop. So people started digging, and let me just say one other thing here about Trust the Plan and Q. Anybody who wants to be intellectually honest about my video, about my channel and my work in the space of Pizzagate and Pedigate and Q will know that I always bumped on the idea of Trust the Plan. plan. So I'm glad you told us about Operation Trust in the Bolshevik Revolution.
Because I never trusted any plan.
Yeah. I said, what plan is this that we're supposed to trust? I don't blindly trust any plan.
No, Sean, the reality is that the trust, the plan, that person is you. That person is us. That's it. That's the Occam's razor moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let me show you this. And by the way, as it relates to Pizzagate and Pedigate, we don't have to focus so much on the Podesta brothers.
Yeah. We all know that's true. Like, you could get Liz Croken on your show anytime, and she knows everything. About
Liz and I used to talk all the time. I'd love to get Liz
she's
back
fantastic.
Up.
Yeah, she's great. She knows absolutely everything about this topic. Like, this is her thing.
The two Liz's. Yes, I should have you both on Liz Squared Truth Hour. Because let me just say something for the audience. When you hear somebody like Mika Brzezinski, the Mockingbird whore mainstream media mercenary, who's the offspring of Zbigniew Brzezinski, y'all need to understand that when she says child trafficking doesn't exist, she wants you to believe that Jimmy Savile, best friends with Prince Charles, didn't traffic in children and diddle children for 30 years. All of which was covered up by the BBC. She doesn't want you to know that Sir Edward Heath was accused of the murder of 16 children only after his death. And that's because he's said to have belonged to a satanic pedophile cult. She doesn't want you to know about the Franklin cover-up. She doesn't want you to know about what was going on, allegedly, at Comet Ping Pong. And she certainly doesn't want you reading the WikiLeaks email drops that came from Seth Rich, which show these people, the Podesta brothers and the Clintons and Hillary Clinton using widely known pedophilic words in their emails that have no context with the rest of the email. They were talking about children.
That's correct. Did anybody ever figure out why Obama needed $65,000 worth of hot dogs on a Friday night?
That's right. How about we play this clip? This is Jim Caviezel talking about adrenochrome. And I think people should understand that when Jim first brought this up, and this was several years ago, and by the way, I saw Sound of Freedom in Las Vegas 3 or 4 years ago for a special screening for those of us in the truth media, because they couldn't get this film released because Disney had the rights to it, and Disney wanted this film buried only until Angel Studios got the license and the ability to release this film did it get released. But Jim Caviezel, when he first started talking about adrenochrome, when he was trying to promote this film over the last 3 years, he immediately lost his agent and his lawyers, and he was basically fired for talking about what you're about to hear right now.
Adrenochrome, so those... that's not true. It's C9H9NO3. This is a chemical compound that is absolutely listed. It's been around in modern science since the 1930s. You can actually, there's a synthetic form and there's a regular natural form, which is caused by torturing little kids to get their adrenaline up essentially, and then extracting it from them. When you sit in me, and so I brought this up a few years ago, and all of a sudden I was attacked by every media. Look it up. It's there. They absolutely went after me. And the next day, I never heard from my agents, my agency for 14 months. My lawyers let me go. My agency never called me after that. And essentially I was done.
And essentially, he was done. He was persecuted by these vampires who run cover for child sex traffickers. And by the way, who I believe are involved in it up to their eyeballs. By the way, 80,000 plus kids have vanished because of Biden's open border policy. And we're to believe child trafficking doesn't exist.
Right. We're to believe that child trafficking doesn't exist when Senator Ted Cruz was on national TV. I watched it on CPAC when he was talking to Mayorkas about this certain colored wristbands of certain sizes and certain destinations, and he said these go by age and they're for sex trafficking, and you know exactly what these are about and you are saying nothing. They know exactly what's going on. It's been caught on film. You have women showing up with MS-13 tattoos all over their body saying, yep, that's my baby, and leave the facility half an hour later, come back and that's my baby, because Biden decided to end your rapid DNA testing program, which gave the verification that the parents showing up with the putative children at the border were in fact their children. And suddenly Biden, I mean, well, I'm not even going to say Biden anymore. I'm going to say Obama and Susan Rice have taken back this policy that Trump put in place at the border to ensure that the families were who they said they were and that they were biological families. Now, why on earth would anybody in the right mind want to take away such a protection to ensure children are arriving with their parents or not? That defies all common sense. You can't even go to a Chuck E. Cheese and leave with a different adult without having stamps that match, or you know what I mean? Like that, this is unbelievable that this chaos that you have at the border with all of these NGOs that are all lined up, taking these people to different destinations all around America, never to be seen again. And that's exactly what's happening. It's on video. You can't deny what's on video. It's there. We see these children being trafficked. And then you have MSN whores like Mika and Joy Reid and
Scarborough.
The abortion hags of The View. Like, come on. You know, it is so obvious at this point that they are lying. That to me, it's more believable to just believe the opposite of everything that they are saying.
Oh, who just said that to me? My friend Matt just literally said to me, if you stop believing CNN, you will probably be healthier and wealthier. And I thought that was brilliant. He's right.
Oh, absolutely. Like that meme that went around for years about that one man that said, I went to CNN. I went to my mom's house and canceled CNN. That's the only way to save America.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Right? And by the way, you and I were talking before we hit record, and I said to you, I do think there is a percentage of this population, and not just on the left, some of them on the right, some people who say they're Trump folks or conservatives or Christians, they are unable to wake up. They are unable to see what we see, and they're unable to, I guess, process the data that is clearly outlined in Edward Dowd's book, Cause Unknown. We'll talk about that in 1 second, but let me show you all one other thing. Liz just said something important. As she mentioned, the demon creature masquerading as president, Joe Biden. Under Joe Biden, the DOJ has removed all mention of minors and human trafficking on their website. So that's now, correct. If you want to report activities such as this,
it doesn't
can't
exist.
Do it because the DOJ doesn't care. They're in on it and they're covering it all up, Liz.
Well, that's right. Like it's no different than, you know, another example I can give you would be the Pride event. Here in Toronto, we had citizens that were calling into the police saying there's naked, like older men that are like completely erect in front of children. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. Please do something. They're like, oh, it's Pride and we make an exception every year. And, you know, like, so if you were to do that in a different month other than June, I don't understand how it's a crime 1 month and not the next. Like this is what I'm saying. It's an inversion of reality, and it's meant to demoralize your psyche. It's meant to make you feel weak, and it makes you want to give up because it's so disgusting and contrary to anything logical. Like you feel like your logic is being murdered every single day.
That's right. And who said hell is the absence of logic? E. Michael Jones, author of Logos
That's
Rising.
Right.
And I really think that when we live in upside down world, that is a quote that sticks with me because you just described it. There is no more logic. It is the absence of logic. And we're supposed to live in this world like everything's fine. Meanwhile, the Biden crime family, well, they can do anything they want. In fact, Hunter can bring cocaine allegedly into the White House and it's A-okay.
It was disclosed over a year ago that there was child sex trafficking on Hunter Biden's laptop. So how is it possible that child sex trafficking doesn't exist? Marco Polo has reported on this many times.
Oh, yeah. And you saw the book released by Marco Polo, right?
That's correct.
The Hunter Biden,
That's
literally,
correct.
Literally, guys, a book. It's like 400 or 500 pages long.
Yes.
Of all of the crimes of Hunter Biden.
Yes. Over 450 crimes.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. Just a quick word about our sponsor. There's no guarantee in any investment, so do your own due diligence. But I myself hold gold and silver. The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 1970s when Nixon decoupled the dollar from gold, and the government is bent on continuing the tradition. From now until the next elections, the government will simply print as much money as they want. The last time they did so, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the one asset that has proven to withstand this type of inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments, and this month you can get a 24-karat, 1/4-ounce gold standard coin for free. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's the gold company I trust.
Over 450 crimes.
Well, and by the way, sorry to interrupt, but let me just say, I'll show a clip of it right here. Greg Reese just did a report about these spiritual entities, right?
Yes.
Shape-shifting.
Yes.
So whatever it is that Jenna and some other passengers allegedly saw doesn't really matter. The larger picture and the larger conversation here is about spiritual warfare. And I do think it's really, really sad that we live in a banana republic where this demon creature, Merrick Garland, has had this woman arrested and held without bail for what he calls a hate crime. Maybe she was having a psychotic episode. Maybe she was having a breakdown.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I worked with the mental health community for many years, and it's really hard to determine whether or not she could have been having a psychological meltdown, or perhaps, you know, maybe she was on medication and did not take medication. It's not uncommon for people with mild cases of schizophrenia, or I shouldn't say mild, just schizophrenia in general, to hear and see things. Like, we don't know all of the details about this woman, but again, what we need to look at is the reaction to the incident. And we see this woman being jailed without bail for what, a hate crime, for labeling somebody what they didn't like to be labeled. Like, that itself is ridiculous. And again, when you have so many other crazy crimes going on, I mean, we're talking about treason. Wow, treason, full-blown treason. Obama has committed treason. Bush committed. They've all committed treason. And their Justice Department is focusing on a woman that had, may or may not have had, a mental health breakdown on a plane. You know, like, this is the demoralization aspect, right?
Yeah,
that I'm talking about again, that, you know, it defies all common sense. And you're left wondering, you know, when is there going to be justice or accountability? Like, it can't be just me. Right.
No,
and that's the part that, you know,
it starts
to affect people.
It's part of the demoralization campaign against us. And so I use that term now in two different ways. So demoralization, traditionally for me, has meant, you want to demoralize the opposition's army right in the battlefield. So meaning you want to take their will to fight away.
That's a psychological warfare component. Yes,
right.
That's correct.
But the other demoralization campaign is to literally take the morals out of society so society collapses. To demoralize, to take the morals away from the youth so that they'll fall for, the satanic Luciferian agenda.
Right. And so, and then you have to look at the larger picture here. What is the one thing that keeps a nation, a country, functioning and successful? And that is the nuclear family, Sean. And once you take that away or break it down in any way, shape, or form, the country is done. Without a nuclear family, a country cannot function.
That's right.
And so that's why we see this psychological asymmetrical warfare targeting the family. You feminize the men because men will stick up for women. You demoralize the women by throwing woman face in their face all the time, because, you know, women are going to stick up for those children. When you don't have the father and the mother in the way, the child is open season. And that's why we see what we see now, because the family unit has been broken down. And we see now the introduction of, you know, polyamorous families that have, you know, there's a child with three fathers. There's, you know, it's all to break down that traditional nuclear family. Mm-hmm. That's their goal. And to capture the child, to pervert their mind, So that way, when that child is mentally ill from the sexual perversion, they're easier to manipulate and mold into the pedophile Marxist they want it to be.
It's kind of MK Ultra for the masses, isn't it?
I would say yes, but on steroids. I would say it's a military grade level.
You know who's a truth teller I really admire and respect? And she has kept at it, and she's paid a heavy, heavy price. This woman, Roseanne Barr.
Oh, I love her. She is extremely well-spoken. Her ability to articulate the economic, spiritual, biologic, all aspects of this psychological war, she does it so well in such a short period of time, and it really helps people understand exactly what's happening. And that's why they hate her, because she is relatable, because she can speak to the common person and say, look, this is what's happening, and you're going to believe her, and we're going to believe her because she has no secondary gain, Sean.
Well, the other thing, yeah, no, and the other thing I love about her is that truth is self-evident. She speaks with logic. She uses logic.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't listened to this clip, but let's watch part of it together and let's just pause it. You tell me when to pause at any moment, because here she is with Piers Morgan, who's definitely a mockingbird.
Oh, wow.
And here she's talking about Ukraine being filled with Nazis, which I guarantee you Piers doesn't want to hear.
Ooh.
Let's just play it.
They cannot hold two disparate ideas in their head at the same time because they're fed bullshit 24/7 over the media. And I'm about to go crazy sitting here on the earphone hearing the stuff you all are saying about the Ukraine. I'm about to have a heart attack, but I'm not even going to go into it. I'm from the Ukraine. There is a large faction of Nazis. I don't know if you know this, but there's a large amount of Nazis in the Ukraine, and they actually killed my whole family. I'm from the Ukraine, and they marched my entire family, grandmothers, great-grandparents, siblings out into the forest and buried them alive in the Ukraine. So I don't understand why everybody's Ukraine. Well, I do understand, and that's also what terrifies me. People better wake up and do some research on their own instead of buying what comes across on the screen. And I try to shake them up, Pierce. You're goddamn right I do. I try to shake them up and crack their mind control programming. I do it for God.
Ukraine, I know what you said. And you're perfectly entitled to your...
Okay, so there was a weird edit
there.
God, I love her, and God, I despise him. May God bless the truth tellers, and may God damn those who are covering up for all of these sins and evils in this world, like Piers Morgan.
Wow. You see, with Roseanne, you have such a lovely person, and like I've said, you know, you really have to pay attention to the people that speak out, and they do so without secondary gain, and they speak out knowing they're going to lose everything and be vilified in the MSM. And that's who you pay attention to. Mm-hmm. And Roseanne is absolutely one of those people. And I think that she is right on target, over the target, so much so that they didn't have a choice but to do everything that they did to her. Because, again, she's very relatable. She's very articulate, and she's extremely intelligent. Again, you have a winning combination, and they can't compete with that. So they did what they normally do, and that was lawfare and censorship fare.
Mm-hmm. And let me just point out that when Roseanne was kicked off the show she created by ABC, John Goodman, who has a lot of power in Hollywood, a lot of money and a lot of success for multiple decades, did nothing to stand up for her. And if that entire cast had an ounce of credibility, if that entire cast had an ounce of integrity, they could have and would have all stood with her. And you know what I think could have happened?
Right.
That show probably would never have been broadcast then on ABC. But just like the Tim Allen show, it may have been picked up by another network and Roseanne would still be on the show, which she should be. John Goodman lost all respect. I lost all respect for John Goodman and that cast when they did not stand with Roseanne because they wanted the damn paycheck.
Well, that's right. And again, you said at the very beginning of this interview, these people don't make their own decisions. They're owned by somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't get to decide for themselves who they're going to support or who they're not going to support without financial consequence. Mm-hmm. Right. And when these people choose monetary gain over personal relationships, you know, that's exactly what we witnessed with Roseanne's show. Mm-hmm. And they completely disregarded their loyalty to her. And in the end, she will be right. She will be right about all of it. So, you know, it's sad that this happened to her, but there will be a realization at some point from her former co-hosts that she didn't do anything wrong. They already know.
Oh, they know, but they love the money. See, they love the money far more than they value their integrity. Hey, exactly. I know your time is valuable, and before I lose you...
Oh, no, it's okay. You can keep... Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, cool. Well, I just wanted to talk to you about Ed Dowd's book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 21 and 22.
Yes.
And here's Ed Dowd an hour ago on Twitter talking about the UK Disabilities Project. And Dowd says, can doctors and health authorities please explain these findings? It's a crisis of epic proportions. Now, he outlined this in his book, Cause Unknown. What do you make of these demon creatures masquerading as doctors in both Canada and the United States? And by the way, the mainstream horror media, which still peddles this thing as a vaccine, which they say is safe and effective. What's in store for these people, if not in this lifetime, in the next? I don't think God is going to judge these people very favorably.
I do believe that the truth will eventually come out, because it always does. And I think that there will be enough people that will be angry enough to do something about it legally and lawfully. And I hope that during that process, there would also be other repercussions for their behavior and actions. However, I think that these crimes are so substantial. Like they're so, again, like these crimes are much more substantial than the other wars combined. And that's what people fail to see. And, you know, Senator Ron Johnson said it best. He said, people don't want to know what they got themselves injected with. They'd rather just not know. Now, at some point, people are going to know, because you're going to feel those effects. And, you know, when you did say many were placebo, in retrospect, when you look at the patterning, I do perhaps believe that a lot of the first dose was a placebo, because I believe that they would do that to earn people's trust. Because if you put enough of a toxin into too many at once and word traveled, which it would have, then it would have been all off. But I do believe that the first dose may have been a placebo to earn people's trust. And it was those that went after 2, 3, 4 more times after that became extremely ill. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's why the first round, we didn't see that onslaught of died suddenly like we did when they rolled out the second one, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's just I'm just guessing that. And if I had to think like a criminal and put this into everybody's body, and that was my job, I would focus solely on earning people's trust in any way, shape, or form. And I would utilize as much propaganda as possible to create a global hypnosis, so that they would be lined up like the Pied Piper and waltz right in.
Yeah.
That's what I would personally do. And I think that now, when Ed speaks out about all of these unknown deaths and cause unknown and so on, there's a doctor that spoke with Dr. Lee Merritt about a month ago, and it was really interesting what he said. You know, a lot of these doctors, we have to remember, they are trained on the Rockefeller model. And so the holy grail of medical school in most countries are vaccines. Like, you are taught to worship vaccines from the minute you walk in that door until the minute you leave. And so these are the same doctors that also vaccinated their own children and vaccinated their own family members. So you have to remember that they too were blitzed with an element of hypnosis plus their brainwashing from their medical schools and the threats that they received from the governing bodies that threatened their license and livelihood and so on and so forth if they didn't comply with this. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they did this in a way that they were able to capture 80% of the minds of the medical community, and they were able to censor and silence the 20%. And, you know, at that point, the doctors that were speaking out, like, we had not hit like a critical mass point. Mm-hmm. So it was easy to censor them repeatedly and deplatform them. But now I really believe that these doctors are just hypnotized under a fraudulent narrative, and their egos, many are narcissists, so their egos will not allow them to accept that it could be anything but what they believed it was in the first place.
Well, they're bought and paid for too. So we could give some of them the benefit of the doubt. Some of them get the benefit of the doubt that maybe it's just ego and ignorance and they're being myopic.
Yes,
but a lot of them are bought and paid for, as you know.
Well, yes, but in Canada, it's different though, because you're not in Canada, like, you're a government employee, right? You're not, you're your own private business, but you're also a government employee. So it's different conditions here. Like, can you be bought by Pfizer and Moderna personally as a doctor? No, you can't. You're not, there's no doctors that I'm aware of that are taking Pfizer kickbacks in camp, but the government is. And then they force the doctors to comply. It's a different system. Whereas, like, your system in the States, like, the doctors, like, Pfizer went directly to the hospitals that charge. Like, whereas here, all of our hospitals are government run. So all of the directives for the hospitals in Canada came directly from Dr. Theresa Tam, who's the head doctor of Health Canada, who is also a member literally of the Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's different for us than it was for you, but it's at the end of the day, it's all the same, right? And again, like, did Pfizer make a fortune? Yes, but ultimately, all of this came from the Department of Defense. And, you know, at this time, when we saw the unanimous vote with Democrats and Republicans in regards to where the virus came from, which was directed at the Chinese Communist Party and WVI, what's going to happen is they're going to turn around and say that they got it from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen.
Hey, by the way, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. We're getting a little bleed through in on the line. I don't know. Is our line compromised, or is that phone ringing and the laughter and stuff on your end?
It's you know what it is? I'm down the street from my house where there's better reception, and I didn't anticipate like a bunch of people showing up with their cars, music, and calling other people.
Got it. Got it. No problem.
It's just somebody outside.
Okay, audience knows. Okay, no problem.
No, it's just somebody parked beside me. And normally, like, I would be at my house, but my dog barks quite a lot. And if he has a bark attack, then you won't hear anything for 5 minutes straight.
Gotcha,
So anyways, I tend to leave my house and do these, but unfortunately, somebody's beside me playing really loud music and talking really loudly. So they won't, I don't think they'll be here much longer, but anyways, no, we're not being followed or traced or anything like that. No, you don't have to worry about that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's just see here. As we wrap it up, I think we could probably do just one more screen share here. Oh, did I interrupt you? I didn't mean to wreck your train of thought there.
No. Oh yeah. No. All I was going to say was when Wuhan is asked to reveal like how they came into contact with this quote virus, they're just going to turn around and they're going to blame the United States and where it came from on Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina. That's going to be turned around, and then you're going to discover that it's all coming from Ukraine.
Yep. Ukraine is really the heart of darkness at this point.
Well, it's the epicenter of this because, you know, you have former Lieutenant Scott Bennett, who has openly gone on TV and stated, you know, this is Operation Labyrinth. This is who's invested. This is who's compromised there. And he does the entire anatomy of the apparatus of biolabs in Ukraine. And the problem is, complete media blackout. Of course, nobody's talking about it. We're talking about, you know, a couple of years ago, there was mentionings of Nancy Pelosi's son, John Kerry's son, Hunter Biden, like the whole like access of incest.
Mm-hmm.
They're invested there. And you're going to discover that a lot of this garbage that the illnesses that we've been suffering from a really long time, hurting humanity, have been bioengineered. Oh, it's all on purpose.
It is.
They're doing it on purpose.
Well, and by the way,
problem, reaction, solution model.
I know. And by the way, in my recent interview with Hope and Devon, my researcher friends from Morocco.
Oh, those were absolutely great. Those two are dead on.
Yeah, they're
those
terrific.
Those two are dead on.
And they bring the documents. They've got the documents. This thing is not a biological. It's not a biological at all. It was never meant to be. Yeah, it's not.
Yes, they're dead on with all of that. I don't know where they received a lot of their information, but we did use a lot of that same information in lawsuits that we filed a couple of years ago. But excellent work to those two. That's great. Great summation that they have. If anybody wants like a layman's terms summation of what we're dealing with, like that's kind of the place to go, I would say, because like they said, reading those documents, I'm telling you, reading those documents takes a very, very, very long time.
Yeah,
it's not easy to do.
No, I know. And Karen Kingston, so many folks have done great work in that area. And as we round out the conversation, I want to pay it forward by showing Liz Churchill's Twitter account. Liz, kind of a rhetorical question here, a compliment at the same time. How come we have the most beautiful women on our side? I mean, look at the leftists. They're ugly inside and out.
Well, I will say this. I believe that a lot of Christian conservative women, we adhere to the belief that God created us the way we are. Like some people color their hair or whatever, but, you know, nobody's going full-blown Antifa purple. And, you know, we tend to adhere to the more traditional values. And I think that when you respect and love your friends, family and neighbors and really live by the Ten Commandments, you know, you're just so much of a better off human in every way possible versus the Antifa abortion hag that, you know, is a transgender, disabled, every checkbox possible person to virtue signal, feel important, and cause anarchy in the community because nobody's paying enough attention to them. Like, this is completely black and white here. You know, well, like these Antifa people this is not the, you know, like the women that the conservative movement has, like there really is, an element of being genuine.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is too, versus being ugly on the inside and
hateful,
out and everything they
hateful.
Believe in.
They're so hateful. They're right. So hateful.
And it manifests itself, that kind of hate and hatred and essentially hatred for God. It manifests
Absolutely.
Itself in the way they look.
Absolutely. And we all have a element of spirituality, whereas they're void of this.
Mm-hmm.
And that really can shine through with somebody, if it's just the way they carry themselves, to the smaller things in life, their manners, their body language, the way they treat others, mm-hmm. that they know and don't know. I mean, there's such a contrast between someone that's loving versus someone that's extremely hateful. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, the conservative movement is a great movement. The only thing that we lack is drive to do something, you know, like the spine. We're too respectful. We're too kind.
And, well, we wanted to do things the right way, though. Look at that last election.
That's right. And,
right? And they stole it. They stole it. So
that's right. And that's the thing. Like, you have to assume that your country has a functioning judicial system mm-hmm. that can protect you from this. But unfortunately, I don't think that your forefathers knew that there could be electronic manipulations in the year 2020. So I think that it's like you're in a moment of constitutional crisis. Mm-hmm. And I, again, the conservative women, they've really stepped up, though. I will say I'm very happy with the women that really stepped up, because a lot of men, unfortunately, have been feminized by the Marxism.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So women were forced to, you know, step up to the plate and, you know, play their part, because a lot of these men, like, as you know, strong men create good times create weak people create end times, right? It's a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're right at the end of, or the beginning of a renaissance, almost a golden age, because when Rome fell again, nobody knew who was male or female. Pedophilia was rampant. It's the same thing that we're seeing now.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this is over sooner rather than later for the sake of everybody's sanity.
Yeah. Well, the good news is I think they're playing all of the devilish satanic cards in their deck. And that's serving to wake up those with eyes to see and the ears to hear. Now, as I said previously in this interview, there are some folks who simply are incapable of waking up. But for those who are capable of waking up, they're waking up. Let me say one last thing. Guys, do the same thing to doctors that we all did to Bud Light, right? If your right. health professional starts calling your daughter's vagina a bonus hole, then never go back to that doctor again. Bankrupt the doctor. Stop seeing the doctor. We've got to not comply with this insanity. And if you don't understand how they're trying to destroy language in order to destroy the nuclear family, in order to destroy society and civilization itself, read Orwell's 1984 and then reread it, because that's what they're doing right now. I got to tell you, we live in upside down world, Liz.
Absolutely.
And I can't thank you enough for trying to shift it right back to the right way.
Yeah. You know, we all try our best, right?
That's so right.
You know, it's a different playing field now. We're not quite at kinetic warfare, but it will be soon if, you know, things don't change. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, you can have me on anytime, Sean. It's great seeing you.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic to have you on. I just saw Nuremberg 2. Let's see if I can find it. Nuremberg 2, there it is, trending on Twitter. So again, this is what we need. We need Nuremberg 2. We need to bring these people to justice. And those like Albert Bourla at Pfizer. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yes.
That dude belongs absolutely in prison for the rest of his life at best.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Albert Bourla. But the problem is, you have to remember that the apparatus that surrounds these people is very intense. And you have to remember that the product that's in that vial, he simply just put his name on it. It was from the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're talking about trying to unravel as what many would call a perfect crime. It really was a perfect crime. And how do you reverse this and take proper legal discourse to ensure this doesn't happen again? Right?
Well, right. I bump on the idea of it being a perfect crime, because if it was a perfect crime, we'd all still be trying to uncover what actually happened.
Sure.
And now we know who the criminals are. Here's a few of them on screen right here.
Oh, yes. What they said. Yes. Well, yes.
Jimmy Kimmel. What a sycophant.
He is the absolute worst. When he said on national TV that if you were not vaccinated, what did he say again? There's a door, too bad, don't come in here, or something to that effect, that they shouldn't be served by a hospital. And, you know, all the irony that the Lancet just took down an article 24 hours after it was published that read 75% of the people that died, they died because of the vaccine. Imagine that.
Well, I do love the fact that, look, here's the thing. You know, Piers Morgan, all of these sycophants, Colbert. I mean, what an absolute demon creature. But I love it that they all showed themselves for who they are. Jimmy Kimmel, Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, screw your freedom. Howard Stern essentially saying the exact same thing, only more harshly with the F word, F your freedom. And they were all on board with this New World Order depopulation plan with the mRNA bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And now, are any of them telling the truth? Are any of them coming out with a mea culpa saying, I'm sorry, I didn't know, but now I do know? Nope, not one of them.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because all they're going to say is, well, the CDC and the FDA and the NIH and the WHO, NIAID, I'll say it's perfect. So what is the problem? They're actually still promoting this. In Canada, our state media, which is CTV, that's our state media that's paid for by the government, said that everybody has to submit to a fall booster shot. Like what? Like really, you're still playing this game? Like the genie's out of the bottle, man. You can't put him back in. Like the dam is broken, guys. You can't fix it. It's over. It's over. Like, I don't know if this is their last hurrah or if they're trying one last kick at the can. I really don't know. But my God, the deaths that have piled up, the vigils, there's vigils of people walking around with their dead family members. Every time I see those videos, there's at least 100, 200 people. I've seen them in Japan, Germany, France, all over the world. How can they still be promoting this? It's beyond me.
Beyond me too. And really, until there are trials and these people are brought to justice for their crimes, I guess they'll just keep at it. And it'll be up to us to combat them with the truth. And the truth is paramount. The truth cuts through, and the truth is the truth. And that's why people like Mika Brzezinski, well, she just lies and continues to lie like she's Goebbels herself. And these people truly, 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 if not in this lifetime, in the next, will be brought to justice by God himself. Liz, I can't thank you enough for your time. I really do appreciate connecting with you guys.
No,
you can find Liz over on Twitter, and that's at Liz Churchill 10, or over on Truth Social at Liz Churchill. Liz Churchill has been our guest. Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
God bless you, my friend. All right, friends, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you did, spread it far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media, because I'm completely throttled on Twitter. I got my Twitter account back, but it doesn't grow. Nobody sees my tweets, so it's kind of an exercise in futility. So do it for me. Spread this far and wide. And thank you so much for tuning in, friends. I'll remind you every single day for free. You can visit us directly for free at sgtreport.com. thephaser.com, and of course, thelibertymill.com. Those are my three websites, and I appreciate y'all for tuning in. May God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
So the Operation Warp Speed Department of Defense contract classifies the COVID injections not as biologicals, but as electromagnetic devices. So let that sink in.
This COVID injection experiment has grown these soft actuators inside of the bodies of billions of people across the planet. These people's bodies, without their knowing, are now connected to the Internet of Things in an Internet of Bodies through the EMF signals that not only communicate with the soft actuators growing in veins, but can control movements inside the person's body and probably much more.
So this is how they hook up human bodies to the Internet of Things using 6G, 7G terahertz and graphene nanotech in the COVID injections. The networks that hook up human bodies to the internet has just been established.